talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Hey, not too bad out there today. 58 at Arnett, 58 at Buffalo, 58 at Fairview, 58 at Hollis, 57 at Hobart, and the coolest spot in western Oklahoma is Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, we have 57 at Lipscomb, 57 at Dozer, 59 at Odell, and 59 at Childress. So anyway, good day. It's going to be a little breezy, but other than that, not too shabby. We are broadcasting live on 96.5 KECO, 100.1 KWFX out of Woodward. We're live on Facebook. We're live on KECOFM.com. And if you guys know, I've said it 100 times and I'll keep saying it, there's a free app on your phone, Android or iPhone, Paragon Communications. You can download it for free. And if you're like hunting in Colorado or snow skiing in New Mexico or just traveling, you can Bluetooth that to your vehicle and listen to it on that free app. Live. It's live. That's not recorded on Paragon on the free app. But anyway, it's live on there. So anyway, the boss is on his way to get the new penny nose. It'll be out tomorrow. Holidays are coming up. Just a reminder, we won't have a show Monday. We get a day off for Christmas holidays, but got a lot going on the rest of the week after today. Bray Haven with the Cattlemen's Congress is going to be on tomorrow. And you guys all know he's Roger Mills, bred and born. And there, born and bred. Let me reverse that. Sorry about that. And then Friday, so I had a friend call last night, and he was questioning him. I did the deal on the Christmas trees a few weeks back, and he was telling me about the difference in the tree age when on a Christmas tree when you harvest it. The program they had on RFD TV yesterday said they can cut them as early as 6 years, and then I went back and read my deal that I read there a couple weeks ago. And this guy says 10 to 15. So anyway, we're going to have Harold and Bobby on from a Christmas tree farm in Arkansas that was on that RFD TV. They'll be on Friday. And we're going to talk about Christmas trees, how long it takes to grow, when you can harvest them, what type, all kinds of good things. So anyway, if you got any Christmas tree questions, Friday be a good time to text them in on the text line. And I'll ask Bobby and Harold about it. So anyway, it's going to be a fun week. Finish off the year with Christmas spirit and Christmas trees. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our ag world. Wheat futures were modestly lower in overnight trading on concerns about U.S. supplies after Egypt bought a sizable amount of Russian grain. Egypt, the world's largest importer of wheat, bought 480,000 metric tons of Russian wheat, according to the General Authority for Supply Commodities. The grain was purchased for about $265 per metric ton and will be shipped this coming February. The purchase underscores how inexpensive Russian wheat is on the global market, because they're getting their butt kicked in Ukraine's what's happening. Have you guys noticed you haven't heard much about the Ukraine-Russian deal here lately? I read a report about the Russian army has been depleted and just whatever you want to believe. But anyway, it sounds like Russia bit off a little more than they could chew in Ukraine, which is fine. Prices also may be lower overnight amid ample rainfall in parts of the U.S. southern plains, which will likely boost prospects for hard red winter wheat that's overwintering in the region. As much as 6 times the normal amount of rain has fallen in the past week in much of eastern Colorado, Kansas and the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, which includes western Oklahoma, according to the National Weather Service precipitation page. Soybean and corn futures were a little changed on calls for spotty rains in Brazil. At least a quarter of the soybeans in northern Brazil will miss the rains, according to the Commodity Weather Group. In a note to its clients, yield losses are expected to continue in the north part of that country, the world's largest exporter of oil seeds. Rainfall the rest of the week will aid crops in northeastern Brazil, but likely will miss some in the country's center west region. Still, the forecaster said yield potentials remain high in South Brazil and Argentina corn and soybeans. Wheat futures for March delivery overnight fell 2.25 cents to $6.20.5 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. And Kansas City futures were down 3.25 cents to $6.38.25 a bushel. That got me there for a second. Soybean futures for January delivery rose 1 cent to $13.23.5 a bushel. Soy meal was up 30 cents to $3.92.70 a short ton, while soy oil gained 0.04 cents to $50.88 cents a pound. Corn for March delivery was up 0.75 cents to $4.73.5 a bushel. The EPA requested approval from the White House to allow E15 gasoline with 15% ethanol blend to be sold year-round in 8 states. The move is good news, according to the Renewable Fuels Association. This is the last step in the process and typically takes a month or so. The RFA said in a report this week that an annual review of vehicle manuals and warranties indicates E15 is approved for use in about 95% of model year 2024 cars and light trucks. The blend is now approved for use in all Subaru vehicles and BMW, and many have approved up to 25% ethanol blends in their cars. Mercedes-Benz, Mazda, Volvo, however, are not approved to take E15. Still, if it's approved in almost all 2024 trucks and cars, light trucks, that is, it's a great statement. Given the emissions and cost savings with E15, we urge Congress and the administration to move quickly to adopt nationwide year-round use of the blend. How about that? Weather-wise, in our ag belt, strong winds are expected in parts of the Missouri Ozarks and southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma, according to the National Weather Service. Winds will gust up to 25 miles per hour this evening. In much of Oklahoma, meanwhile, rainfall is expected this weekend, though severe weather is not in that forecast. Wintry mix of snow and rain is forecast for parts of Nebraska Saturday through Tuesday. They might have a white Christmas. Some snow will accumulate in the Panhandle and western counties this weekend. So there you have it. Latest forecast I see from the Mesonet and some of our other weather apps. Looks like it's still calling for anywhere from a quarter to an inch of rain out here in western Oklahoma and the east, very far eastern part of the Texas Panhandle. Also, further east you go towards like over around Fort Cobb, down towards Medicine Park and all in that area, maybe up to 2 inches of rain this weekend. But like I said, weather is a prediction. When it happens, then we can brag on it. But anyway, it looks like El Nino is finally here, according to our state climatologist and the Oklahoma Mesonet. So El Nino's here finally. So anyway, got some groundwork to do and get done. You better get after it. We got a 50% chance of rain tomorrow evening, I believe, and then 70 to 80% chance Saturday night. So let's rock and roll on that deal. All right. Today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. And when we come back, I'll have some more on that and the ag weather update on your weather out in the Texas Panhandle. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Calling all rural residents of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Are you tired of hauling off your own trash? Call D&G Trash Hauling. They can have a dumpster delivered to you in no time. D&G offers weekly or bi-weekly pickup, four different size dumpsters, there's no contracts or hidden fees, and they have affordable rates. Your satisfaction is always top priority at D&G Trash Hauling. For more information, give them a call at 580-497-1234. That's 580-497-1234. Let D&G Trash get rid of your trash.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is far more than just a cattle show. See for yourself December 30th through January 11th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sales of elite genetics, something for every operation. And stop by on January 4th or 5th for a commercial cattlemen's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale information, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. Let's see what's happening out in McLean, Texas. Right now, 55 degrees, humidity's at 60, dew point's at 42. The winds are out of the south at 15 with gusts up to 19. Peak wind gusts so far today, 22 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation. I bet it's been a long time since McLean, Texas, seen this number in the month of December, 4.61 inches of rain so far, and more on the way. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 48 degrees. Looks like it's warmed up about 3 degrees this week or in the last week. About that. All right. Let's see. Okay. Let's check up on some up-to-date grain market. March corn, 469, down 3. May is 481. Sorry. When you hear me hesitate, that means the screen's changing. This market updates every 5 to 10 seconds. May corn is 481, down 3 also. Soybeans for January down 4 at 1308. March is 1314, down 8. Soybean meal for January, 397.80 a short ton, down $5.40 $3.40. March is $3.87.70, down $4.70. May is $3.85.50, down $3.20. And there it goes again. Soybean oil, January, $50.15, down about a half a penny. March, about the same thing at $50.38. And May is $50.62, down 0.44 cents. Hard red winter wheat, March 625, down 16. May is 630, down 15. And July is 634, down 14. So according to one, because of what a listener said to me last week, this is my new saying. Looks like the hard red winter wheat is taking a tank today. How about that? So anyway, soft cotton, number two, March 79.33, down 0.13. May 80.15, down 12. July 80.64, down 15. Let's see here. Sugar Daddy, if you're listening out there, you need to get rid of whatever sugar you got in supply over there at Delhi, because this thing's getting ready to go below 20 cents a pound. So check it out. Just a piece of advice. I don't know if you'll listen or not, but get rid of all that sugar you got in storage over there. Crude oil, West Texas Intermediate, February 73.90, down 4 cents. March 74.15, down 6. April 74.38, also down 6. Natural gas, January 2.46, down 0.02. February 2.35, down 1.01. And March is down 0.01 also at 2.21. Let's check out some cattle, live cattle. Everything in the green today with live and feeders. December 169, up 55. 169.55 for February, up 77. April's 173.17, up 50. And June 170.92. Man, this thing's changed more in the last 5 minutes than it has in the last 2 years on me during the show. June 170.85 unchanged. Feeder cattle for January 222.45, up 55. March 224.25, up $1.05. And April 229.30, up 142. May is 233.80, up $1.65. Hogs are in the red today. Lean hogs for February 70.12, down 42. April 77.02, down 57. And May is 83.32, down $1.02. And there you have it. Looks like the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all in the green today. Nothing crazy going on there by any means, but they are in the green, the black, whatever you want to call it. All right, here's some sale barn receipts from up north on slaughter cows and replacement cows. Looks like compared to last week, slaughter cows steady to $2 higher, slaughter bulls $1 to $3 higher. Demand's been moderate. Breaker cows weighing anywhere from $15.29 to $16.70, bringing anywhere from $90 is a low and $104.97 on the average is a high. Boner cows weighing anywhere from $9.72 all the way up to $13.75. No, let me back up. Weighing all the way up to 1460, we're bringing anywhere on the average from 89 to 105, and average was 92.71. Cows lean anywhere from 930 to 1215 average price. High was looks like 88.91 to, and the low was 81.43 average. Bulls, slaughter bulls were weighing anywhere from 1815 to 1985, and we're bringing anywhere from 99.37 on the average to the high was 109. Stock cows, medium and large number ones, were bringing up to $1.07 per pound. Wasn't very big. There was 990 was their weight. Bred cows, medium and large number ones, 5 to 8 year olds, were bringing up to $1.02, and 8 year old and older, weighing somewhere around 1262, we're bringing up to $1.18. Bred cows, medium large number ones, 2 to 4 year olds, we're bringing $15.50 to $21.50. 5 to 8 year olds, we're bringing anywhere from $15.63 to 1758, and older cows 8 years old and older, $1,200. There you have it. That's what's happened up north. Let's see here. I got a deal on there. This is a pretty cool story. You know, the Angus Association and the Certified Angus Beef have been doing such a great job with promoting Certified Angus Beef. If you guys haven't noticed, when you go into restaurants and blah, 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 it just, they're doing a wonderful job. Well, Certified Angus Beef and Sysco have launched Raised with Respect campaign. Sysco and Certified Angus Beef, CAB we call it, have launched a new campaign that centers on common ground found between cattle producers and beef consumers, with a focus on animal welfare and beef sustainability. The Raised with Respect campaign was developed as part of a strategic cattle care partnership between Sysco and CAB. The collaboration focuses on supporting producers, equipping them with continuing education to stay current on best management practices, and helping to increase consumer confidence in beef production. Though through this partnership, Sysco and CAB are providing beef quality assurance, training, and certification to farmers and ranchers in 9 key cattle production states. To elevate the training, bringing dynamic educational opportunities to cattle country, Sysco and CAB are collaborating with state entities who also have a vested interest in the BQA. Launching at the 2023 Angus Convention in November, two campaign events were held in Orlando, Florida. Collaborating with Florida Beef Council and the American Angus Association, a BQA training was offered to educate and certify Angus ranchers. Another event, the BAQ Bash, celebrated the commitment of ranchers who are currently BQA certified. Nearly 100 producers attended the training, and more than 200 attended the BQA Bash. Following Angus convention, additional Raised with Respect BQA training took place in Texas and in Montana. The campaign will continue through June of next year, which is 2024, not very far off, with the 6 remaining BQA training occurring in Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Nebraska, and of course, Oklahoma. BQA, a nationally recognized education and certification program, encompasses the best practices for cattle care, including animal handling, nutrition, and responsible use of antibiotics. So there you go. That's pretty cool. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, I'll have you an update on your ag weather in northwestern Oklahoma. And we got all kinds of cool things. I'll have an update coming up right after that northwest forecast from Tyrone Spearman on a new update on peanuts. And then we'll have some more stuff going on. I got all kinds of stuff to talk about. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let me get out of this. I was doing some extracurricular activities here during this break here. And let me find some agriculture weather up north. Easy to find. And let's change that. Let's go with Fairview today. How about that? Fairview, Oklahoma, currently 60 degrees, dew point's 47, humidity 62%. The winds are out of the south at 11 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 1.77 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 41 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 1.0. Sunset, 5:22. Today, 64 for a high. South wind, 17 to 18 miles an hour. Tonight, 51 for a low. Be nice. South winds, 10 to 12 miles an hour. Tomorrow, rain showers likely, 60% chance, high of 63, and light winds out of the south around 8 to 10 miles an hour. There is your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Okay, let's see what Tyrone has to say. Let's see if I can get this right today. Computer one, turn that down. Here we go.
USDA, the Department of Agriculture, has made their estimates on supply and utilization of peanuts this year. The peanut yield forecast has been lowered to 3,740 pounds per acre. It was at 3,905. The word this week is that Georgia, the largest growing state, will average about 3,860 pounds per acre. Production forecast is 2,991,000 tons, 7.9% more than last season. The disappearance indicates food usage this coming year will increase up 3.7%. Exports are also up 4.5% predicted, but we'll end the year with a million tons left over to take the industry from the end of the harvest season down to October when the next peanuts are coming in. But overall, a good year and future looks good on peanuts. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.
Thank you, Mr. Spearman. Appreciate that. That's good news for peanut growers, peanut eaters, the Shelly said last Friday, nothing better than a handful of peanuts and a cold beer. So anyway, the deadline is fast approaching for farmers who have done everything they can and simply remain behind on their loans and want some help. The Inflation Reduction Act provided $3.1 billion for USDA to provide relief for distressed borrowers with certain Farm Service Agency direct and guaranteed loans. But the U.S. Deputy Secretary, Small, warns the deadline is less than 2 weeks away. So if you have any thing coming up, you need to get a hold of your local FSA office where you have your loan at. So anyway, just wanted to throw that out there at you. All right, let's see here. The Wild West hay markets. I forgot to touch on this yesterday, and I wanted to touch on it because we have a lot of hay growers, a lot of hay sellers and buyers in our listening area. Josh Callen compared the Western hay market during the past couple of years to experiencing a case of whiplash. The author of the Hoyt Report offered his annual analyst. He analyzed this. How about that? He analyzed the Western hay markets to the crowd of attendees at the Western Alfalfa and Forage Convention in Sparks, Nevada. Callen noted that the perfect storm of events in 2022 led to record high year for hay prices. Then this year, we almost got the perfect storm of events that led to a drastic market price demise. For example, the market analyst cited the average 2023 price for delivery hay to Torlan and Hanford, California dairies were down almost $60 a ton from last year, while the price for lower quality grades was off by $120 a ton. The perfect storm to bring hay prices down in 2023 included the downturn in hay exports caused by the high price of hay coming into the year coupled with a strong dollar. This really killed the export markets, and I agree with you, man. The export market's been way down all this year. Callen said in the Pacific Northwest and in the Imperial Valley, where exports comprise a primary market, this had made a big impact on prices compared to the previous year. Grass straw also seen a big correction in price, where some harvesters were only getting their baling cost out of it. Currently, total hay exports are down about 22% from 2022. Callen noted that not only was there a 30% jump in price of the product, but there was a 30% increase in the currency exchange rate with the Japanese yen. A second component of the perfect storm was a drop in the milk prices, which I've been following very heartily about during 2023. This softened demand from dairy farms that were just trying to weather the economic storm. The third factor from the record wet winter in California, this came out of left field because early forecasts showed another dry winter. Finally, the wet 23 summer in which most of the West caused a lot of hay to be rained on or prevented it from a timely cutting, and we all witnessed that right here in Western Oklahoma. Callen noted that some areas in Nevada and Utah got doubled the amount of normal rainfall. Hurricane Hillary, which hit Southern California in late August, also had a substantial impact on hay growers. The wet summer brought a lot of low-quality hay to the market and really brought down the price of dry cow and feeder hay compared to the previous year. Most people expected the prices to come down from the record highs. That's just normal. But the degree that they fell was a big surprise and was precipitated by all these other factors occurring about the same time. Callen said the bloodbath started last spring, but it really kicked in gear over the summer when prices dropped $10 to $20 per ton per week on some of the lower grade of hay. Offering some optimism, he shared the current prices have started to stabilize and the export market is showing signs of coming back just a little bit, he said. When prices were high in 22, there was a narrow spread in the quality grades. Now we're seeing a huge spread between top quality hay and lower grades in the current market. It really makes it worthwhile to put up high quality hay and protect that stack, he said. Callan said that the one market that's really surprised people this year was corn silage. Coming off the droughts in 2022, the price for standing corn in some of the areas shot up over $100 per ton. By September of this year, the price of standing corn was cut in half, close to $50 per ton. It really depended on when you priced your silage and how much you paid. Those that locked up at their price early in the season paid a lot more for those who purchased closer to harvest. Timothy, another big export product in the Pacific Northwest, experienced price declines by as much as 50%. Overall, Callan said the retail hay market wasn't impacted by the downturn in prices in a lot of other markets. For example, retail Timothy prices for horses from Nevada's Diamond Valley only dropped about 10% in 2023. Looking into the future, Callan asserted that we need to have milk prices improve and see some improvement in currency exchange rates. He said alfalfa acres have been trending down, but he thinks we will reach a point that they won't change too much more. There are really not any other crops that will take alfalfa acres, so he doesn't see much change there. Water will continue to be a factor from year to year. Overall, Callan sees the upsides in high-quality grades of alfalfa, but current inventories of low grades will keep those prices low. And there you have it. Because I know that there were some dairies out in the Panhandle of Texas that were just buying hay as they needed it because, like wheat market, as I say, the milk market, milk prices just took a big tank, and it's sad, but hopefully my understanding, some things are going to change right after the first of the year with the milk prices. So we got that to wrap up here. All right, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. Then I'll tell you a little bit about Taylor Ranch's beef. And then I want to address this. We're talking about it again, feral hogs. But I don't know if you guys have heard it, but there's a threat of a breed called super pigs are migrating into the northern part of the United States from Canada, and they're working their way down here. So one problem after another. We'll talk about that when I come back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 15th. 898 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 310 brought 300. 4 at 471 brought 255. 7 at 588 brought 237. 12 at 597 brought 231.30. 3 at 628 brought 236. 11 at 639 brought 206. 4 at 664 brought 221. 4 head of heifers at 454 brought 238. 9 at 481 brought 230. 3 at 579 brought 215. 12 at 663 brought 233. 5 at 664 brought 210. 4 at 696 brought 193. Butcher cows were 40 to 116. Butcher bulls brought 22 to 120. Bred cows were 850 to 2650. Paired brought 1500 to 2600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City Oak Sale, every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
With every second that goes by, we're spending the precious gift of time. What are we doing with it? After telling his disciples to focus on laying up treasures in heaven and not on earth, the greatest teacher who ever lived said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." He's talking about priorities. What's most important to us, things physical or things eternal? How are we using our time? What are we teaching our children to do with their lives? Are money and accomplishments more important than one day hearing our Lord say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." This Christmas season, enjoy time with family and friends. Gifts are great, but remember to show your love with your time and your actions. These are the gifts that mean the most. Brought to you by Canyon Oilfield Services, where the key word is service.
SEI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SEI Agritech 1400 South Randall in Elk City, with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. The new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open with their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-0677.
Whether you graze livestock or produce hay from perennial forages, the Night Latch Group helps farmers and ranchers manage production risk by utilizing the federal crop insurance programs. The pasture range and forage rainfall insurance program signups for the 24 calendar year are now till December 1st. PRF provides needed cash flow and pays producers during periods of below average rainfall. Insure your operation against lack of rainfall with no money up front. Hold on to your ag investment with the Night Latch Group, 580-334-7995. Remember, even wet years have dry spells.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I had a friendly reminder from a customer, from a listener. Here's the question. Text line is 580-225-9697. I need to know some tricks, some stuff for the listeners on rats and mice. How do you keep them out of your equipment, your barns, the whole nine yards? What is your guys' tricks that work for you to keep mice and rats, because they seem to be plentiful this year? And my thing is, I trap bull snakes and bring them, let them hang out in the house and the barn and in the tractors. Bull snakes are pretty good about catching rats and mice. But anyway, so 225-9697, what is your efforts to keep mice and rat out of your equipment and your barns and away from the farm as much as you can? All right, Altus, Oklahoma, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Currently, not Long Ranger, your ag update. Man, it's hard to have it break. 62 degrees, dew point's 48, humidity 60%. Nope, back up. Dew point's 50, humidity 76. The wind's out of the south-southwest at 20 miles an hour. 10-day rain total for Altus, 2.47 inches of rain, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 45 degrees. Fractional water, 1.0. Sunset, 5:30. Partly cloudy, 63 for a high today. Winds out of the south, 16 to 17 miles an hour. Tonight, winds out of the south, 9 to 12 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy, 50 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, 70% chance of rain showers, very likely. 62 for a high with south winds, 10 to 15 miles an hour. So there's your Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather update. See, I got that right. Anyway, all right, let's see here. We got, what is it I got coming up here? I need to go over this with you before I get to my hog deal. This comes from Dr. Peel, Daryl Peel from OSU. As 2023 began, the January 1 inventory data showed the number of beef heifers calving was down 5.1%. That's the lowest level since 2011. The question of how the beef cow herd inventory would change would therefore depend on how beef cow slaughter changed throughout the year. From the beginning, some additional beef herd liquidation was likely, given the low inventory of bred heifers. Beef cow slaughter would have to decrease by roughly 24% year over year in order to hold the beef cow inventory steady. That would have dropped the beef cow culling rate from the record 13.2% in 2022 to the 10.4% this year. Such a dramatic decrease in beef cow slaughter was never likely. Through early September this year, year-over-year beef weekly average beef cow slaughter decreased reached a maximum of 13.8% down from the previous year. If this decrease had persisted for the entire year, an additional beef cow herd liquidation of roughly 1.5% would be possible. This would have resulted in a beef cow culling rate of 11.8%. However, a strong seasonal increase in beef cow slaughter began in September. The average weekly beef cow slaughter since Labor Day has been down 5.6% year over year, and the decrease the last 5 weeks into early December has been down just 1.3% from 1 year ago. The year to date decrease in beef cow slaughter is down 11.4% with just 4 weeks of this data left in this year. So anyway, we won't know the number of bred heifers in 2024 until the cattle report is released at the end of January. However, the calculated inventory of heifers retained for breeding in 23 was the lowest in data back as far as 2001. So the level of heifer slaughter in 23 down just 2.8% year over year doesn't indicate a likelihood of many extra heifers bred this year. The pool of bred heifers is likely to remain low going into 2024, keeping the prospects of beef cow herd growth minimal in this coming year. There you go. All right, Taylor Ranch beef. An excellent steak leaves a lasting impression. A steak that is full of flavor, has juiciness, and is tender is an eating experience so good it can still be remembered years later. Whether you would like to relive the mouth-watering event or experience it for the first time, Taylor Ranch can help with that. They work every day to create the tremendous eating experience by selecting genetics that enhance the marbling, ribeye, and tenderness of every calf. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table. That's Taylor Ranch. Their beef is available in quarter, halves, or whole. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662 for call Mr. Jimmy Taylor. Get a hold of some of that great beef of theirs. All right, hogs. Here we go. Let me check the text line and see if I got any mists coming up. Nobody's participating. Surely there's somebody out there that knows how to keep rats and mice out of their equipment. 580-225-9697. I use the Irish soap, and it works. It has so far, anyway. Just get the 3-pack of Irish soap and cut some little chunks up. Throw them in the engine compartment, anywhere a mice or a rat might travel inside the cab, and it works. They gnaw on it a little bit and go somewhere, and I think their gut bloats up from the soap, and they go away. How about that? With the threat of a breed of super pigs migrating into the northern states from Canada, Oklahoma is working to mitigate the negative impact of feral hogs already established on the ranch and farmland. The super pig is reportedly coming down from Canada and headed into the northern states. Ryan Brock, a professor of the university in Canada, is one of the leading authorities on the problem. He calls feral hog the most invasive animal on the planet and an ecological train wreck, and I agree with him. The super pigs have been described as very smart and very adaptable, and they eat anything, including wildlife. Nobody should be surprised when pigs start walking across the border if they haven't already, Brooks said. The question is, what will be done about it? The only path forward is you have to be really aggressive, and you have to use all the tools in the toolbox. Brooks' comments were reported by the Associated Press. Back here in Oklahoma, supervisory wildlife biologist Scott Alls works with ranchers and farmers in trying to get rid of the countryside of feral hogs established in the state. The morning of December 5th, Alls was shooting pigs from a helicopter in Pottawatomie County, just south of Tecumseh. Aerial hunting from a helicopter is a good tool for the toolbox. Trapping is still our number one tool, but aerial works come in second. There have been no legislation enacted to address the feral hog since 2018 feral swine eradication and control pilot program. Grant funds we have were through the U.S. Farm Bill and Oklahoma Conservation Commission. We're assisting in some of the work we are doing, he says. Oz works for the USDA Wildlife Service and the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Services. He addressed the news of the threat from hogs that have been nicknamed the super pig. Where they're getting that terminology from is no different from the wild pigs we have. They are just a cross between European wild boars and our feral pigs. All said, they got the survivability and adaptability of a wild boar, but the reproduction capability of domestic pigs. Instead of having four pigs once a year, they are having 10 to 12 twice a year. With the 2018 Farm Bill, Oklahoma was awarded $6 million for direct control work, and all that money was put into nine counties that have the worst problem. We put a lot of emphasis on hogs in those counties to demonstrate the more pressure you put on them, the more good you can do. All said, we don't know the number of pigs in the state, but it cut the damage way back, so we are doing well. The new Farm Bill, which has not been approved by Congress, but a one-year extension was given through fiscal year 2024. They say there is no appetite for reducing pig funding, and hopefully there will be some increases and some new laws, as far as I'm concerned. Efforts of this Farm Bill is to try and get as many landowners signed up as possible. The Oklahoma Conservation Commission, aside from giving grant funds, have supplied traps to hunters and landowners. Last year, in the state program, they trapped 14,000 hogs and got 13,000 from the helicopter. About 30 people were working on this statewide. State Senator Blake Stevens, a Republican out of Tahlequah, said efforts are being taken to educate landowners and producers and letting them know this program is available and how to sign up for it. People can do this at www.aphis.usda.gov and then click on the Wildlife Services. Not everybody rolls out the red carpet. Come on my land and take care of these feral hogs, he said. Those who don't allow it are hunting the hogs themselves or leasing out their land to hunters that want the hogs. Feral hogs are safe to eat as long as the meat is cooked to above 165 degrees, but they do carry diseases. They have viruses and all kinds of stuff. Believe me, I talked to a vet that studied them at OSU, and I'm going to let you know that they said no way, no, on eating it. These diseases that feral hogs have are domestic swine. What is it saying here? The effects reproductivity available in domestic swine, but feral pigs are immune to it. Both diseases are transmittable to humans while field dressing the animal if you are not wearing gloves. Think about that for a minute. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, swine diseases can cause severe, long-lasting health problems and even death if not diagnosed and treated quickly. So there's another reason why we need to get rid of all these things. They will infect your domestic swine herds, and plus they don't look like it's too good for humans. Stevens hasn't had a lot of problems with damage from feral hogs on his ranch as they come and go and may leave for a year. I've got a satellite boar that just roams. These boars are looking for sows to service. So they're making that point he just said, if you get rid of your sows, you get rid of your problems. The boars are just going to roam. They might have a boar at my house west of Carter, and next month he might be down there in the breaks at Willow, so you never know. One of Stevens' hay meadows he leases in Salina was torn up, and it happened quickly. I just noticed, went down there along the river yesterday in my Ranger to check the hot wire there to keep the cows out of the river, and the pigs have showed back up. I got about a half an acre that just a Bermuda grass is just tore up. So with any more, you need any more information on participating in these programs, because I do. I participate in them in Greer County, Beckham County, Kiowa County, I participate in them because they've cost me and my son a lot of money in the last 18 months, and they're getting worse. So anyway, got that coming up. Music's playing. Hope you enjoyed the show. Tomorrow, Bray Haven from Cattlemen's Congress is going to be on at 12:30, and then Christmas tree party on the show come up Friday. Anyway, you guys have a great day. This is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Sorry, didn't look at my deal. I had to turn around and look at it. God bless everybody. Have a great day.
Winning a prize for your best girl. That's what country sounds like. Thanks for making us number one, 96.5 KECO.
No question, Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's President Biden's reaction to a question about former President Trump being an insurrectionist, telling reporters.